Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, Buglers. It's producer Chris here. Now, unless you've been living in, say, the desert, you might have noticed it's World Cup time. Given all the hoo-ha around events in Qatar, let's start the week with a trip to more innocent times and the World Cup that introduced the Vuvuzela to the world, but more importantly, introduced some iconic Zaltzman commentary. Here's Bugle 118 from 2010, unofficially titled The Cheating Little Shit.
Top story this week, England versus the USA! Oh, it's on, Andy, it's on like Donkey Kong! The old rivals, the student and the teacher, the father figure and the rebellious son, the old world versus the new world, good versus pure evil. What a game!
The priest against the chorister.
What a game. Tomorrow, June the 12th, we'll finally decide who is the better nation between the two, who has the better citizens, and who will become the legal territory of who for the next 4 years. There's a nice little subtext to it, adding a little spice. And many thanks to David Cameron and Obama for just injecting that extra amount there. It's the only way Americans are going to care about this game, man. It's the only way.
Do they not care, John? I mean, how big is the World Cup stateside?
Well, I think they're going to care until the US get knocked out. And I think they're definitely going to care for the England-USA game. It's on ABC, it's on network television as well as ESPN here. And I think it's going to be a big deal. You know, we've done our part on the Daily Show. My boss is a huge football fan. And, yeah. You know, we've been trying to really get people involved. I don't know if Daily Show viewers are natural soccer fans.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're trying our best. We've even recorded three possible chats for next Monday, because I won't be there. I'll still be in South Africa, based on the three results. And I've got to say that even when doing them, I was getting really excited during the win. I was absolutely devastated. I'm not an actor, Andy.
Well, in
many ways, neither is
your
my
Wikipedia
boss.
Entry will dispute that.
I don't think either me or John Stewart are particularly great actors. And yet, look, we were both very easily able to channel very deep, profound emotions necessary. Just shows how deep this runs. For me, Andy, I guess this is the thing. The stakes simply could not be higher. If England lose, I just don't see how I'm going to be able to go back to my office. It would be hell. My boss will make my life a living misery. The entire studio crew will be waiting to start a period of round-the-clock laughter into my face for the next 6 months. They've organised it. They're going to be sleeping in shifts to ensure no break or interruption. Because of the Daily Show, I've done the worst possible thing and spent a couple of days at the US training camp talking to the players, many of whom now I really genuinely like.
Right.
Jonathan Spector is an incredibly nice guy.
I see you've made a real mistake.
It's terrible. Stuart Holden's also great. And, you know, everyone I spoke to was friendly, with no ego, more than willing to put up with my shit.
See, that's what they want you to think, John.
I know.
That's how they weaken you in a war.
Oh, that's
Yeah.
This is exactly what I need to hear, Andy.
It's classic wartime tactics, John.
This is not, because it does. I just feel like it's taken a bit of edge away from the game for me. It's taken a bit of my edge away. Now, of course, that should all disappear when I'm in Rustenburg. That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah.
You know, when I'm there and I'm thinking about the personal consequences I will suffer should England lose. I need to psych myself up for it.
Yeah. Well, that's the key when you're watching a game like that. You've got to be 110% mentally ready to watch it.
I mean, I don't want to get carried away here, Andy. Let's make sure we keep this in perspective. It's sports. But you know, were England to win this game, it would be a fitting answer to both the Boston Tea Party and the War of Independence.
That's right.
No more, but certainly no less.
Well, of course, I mean, it's the latest in a series of classic Anglo-America confrontations dating back to the score draw between Johnny Smith and Pocahontas. Pocahontas, I'll do no such thing. I'm a gentleman, and she's young enough to be my daughter. Via, as you say, the War of Independence. Let's call that one a draw. With hindsight, I mean, sure, we got booted out a bit, but they had to take our language, political system and place names with the odd tweak, so we basically won.
It was a draw.
Yep. Back in 1950, last time England and America met in a World Cup, well, you don't need me to tell you what the result was, unless you don't know, in which case you still don't need me to tell you. You might want me to tell you, but you'll probably be able to piece your lives back together eventually from the temporary despair of me not telling you, but I will tell you, so calm down. America f***ing won! As the headline in the sports page of the time said at the time.
Yeah.
1-0. England with legends of the game, such as Stanley Matthews and the team, went down 1-0 to a winning goal scored by a lad called Joe Gatchens. Joe who, you may well ask? Well, exactly. England are back in the World Cup this year, but where is Joe Gatchens now, John?
Yeah.
Well, he died in suspicious circumstances in the 1960s. That's where he is. So, I mean, it's a slightly irrelevant point. But basically,
how did that happen, Andy?
Well, I don't know. No one really knows because England were pretty strong then.
And Stanley Matthews.
It was basically viewed as the biggest national humiliation since the Romans tricked everyone into painting themselves blue. It was that bad. It was that bad. I mean, you've seen the American squad close up, John. I mean, they must be absolutely shitting themselves.
Well, they're not. They were also playing mind games with the Andy. Just pointing out, well, all the pressure's on England, isn't it? You know, no one expects us to win.
But we've got Matthew Upson in our squad, John.
Well, we have the fearsome Matthew Upson.
Yep.
You're right. And, God, it's like, I mean, he's a Trojan horse, that guy. Yeah. And, you know, he has a lot of Greeks inside him.
Yeah. Really? Well, that is exciting news. Yeah. England controversially left out the young Arsenal speedster Theo Walcott from their squad, despite him having played really well in a game nearly 2 years ago.
Yeah. When was that not enough?
After much speculation over how manager Fabio Capello, whose name in Italian translates as the Randy Pomegranate, would break the news of the players, it transpired that he did so by means of a game of charades, turns out. Yeah. So, and in this in Walcott's case, it went, right, three words. It's a film, no, a book. A managerial decision, right, third word, one syllable, sounds like flashed? No. Exploded? No. Popped. Oh, sounds like popped. Oh, is it dropped? Yeah, yes, I got it. Dropped. Oh. So that's how it... Because it's always difficult. You know, you've got to lighten the tension of a situation like that, John. So
he's such an interesting man.
That's
man.
How he did it. Yeah.
I mean, how is the notoriously balanced British tabloid press dealing with this upcoming game, Andy? Because usually they find some way to inject xenophobia, casual racism and jingoistic historical references into any game that England play. You know, has the back page of The Sun had Wayne Rooney using Abraham Lincoln's head as a coffee table or Frank Lampard using the corpse of Betsy Ross as a draft excluder?
Well, I think so, John. I mean, I don't read the tabloids, but I think it's safe to assume that either they have been doing that or they've been thinking about it, which is basically the same.
Right.
So, big stuff.
English people really care about football. I guess that's what... I mean, lots of the buglers are maybe not going to understand too much about football. Later on, we'll talk about some of the great moments in the World Cup that you can look up on YouTube. It won't let you down. David Platt's goal would be a good example, Andy. You type in David Platt and Belgium, you'll see an absolutely fantastic goal, and you can see that and imagine at that very second Andy Zaltzman saying, "F*** yeah," in front of his shocked parents, and me in Bedford just bouncing. I just couldn't stop bouncing around the room, just jumping, constantly jumping. Or there was too much joy in my system.
Yeah. And too many trampolines in your living room.
But, you know, Americans do care about their version of football as well. A US man, famously last year, offered a testicle for tickets to the Super Bowl. He put an advert on Craigslist that said, well-travelled, well-maintained, larger-than-average left testicle that's been in use for 22 years. So I don't know if he got those tickets or if he still has that testicle. But no, you just want Americans to care that much about real football as well. It's a gift, the world. You don't even need to care all year round. Obviously, you should, but you don't need to. But come on, it's the World Cup. You're the only nation on earth that doesn't think this is the most important thing in their lives at the moment.
Now time for the first in the Bugle Classic World Cup commentaries. And the BBC have very generously let us delve into their archives. And this one comes from the 1954 World Cup final between Germany and Hungary. And here we hear BBC commentator Drolsten Crandling.
It's Germany 2, Hungary 2, with 6 minutes remaining. Here come the Germans. The ball falls to Rahm. He shoots. Oh, it's gone in! Shit it! The f***ing Krabs are going to win the World f***ing Cup! Ball sacks, I lost half a f***ing leg in the war thanks to these guys! How much are these cheating f***ers paying the ref? Well, if there's ever been a more obvious miscarriage of justice, I haven't f***ing seen it. Shit, bad McGonagalls, I'm out of here.
And this classic commentary comes from 1986. Mexico quarter-final, England against Argentina. Diego Maradona, minutes after punching the ball into the net with one of the most impressive pieces of volleyball ever seen on a football pitch, picked up the ball just inside his own half with the whole of the England team lined up in front of him. Here's ITV's man on the mic at the time, Pernell Hinge.
Maradona gets the ball now, the cheating little shit. What are you going to do, punch it in from the halfway line, you prick? He turns now, kick the f***er! Pass Beardsley, whack him, you loser! Pass Hodge, what part of kick that bastard of the balls are you struggling to understand, Hodge? Pass Reed, nail him! F***ing nail him! He's up to Fennec now, come on, Terry, put him in a body bag! F***ing shit, he's past f***ing Butcher as well! F***ing twat him, Terry! Just Shilton to beat now, take his f***ing head off, Peter! I don't give a f*** if he scores! F***ing ruin him! Oh, bollocks, it's in! Oh no, it's in, 2-0! Oh, that was a tremendous goal by the little magician, Laurie McMenemy. Have you ever seen anything like that?
Oh my God! I'm crying! Oh my God!
Is that actually you say you're crying? I remember that's the first time I think I cried at sport when England lost that. I remember I was 11 years old and wept, sulked tears when England went out. Because Lineker missed that f***ing open goal header at the end. She's only still got a career in television, is that right? Is that right?
How good was that? Andy has a beautiful mind. More of the good stuff tomorrow.
The biggest names in tennis are coming to Paris for the most anticipated Roland Garros in years. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled tournament access as the world's top players in tennis face off against each other. Will the veteran champions continue their dominance, or will a fresh face emerge to challenge their legacy on the clay courts? Daily live coverage of this epic showdown begins Monday, May 20th. Don't miss a matchup. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. YahooFinance.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground,
and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.